mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache. If you only got a mustache.
Okay.
That from A Million Ways to Die in the West.
It is.
Wait, no, I was just going to ask, what's that from?
A Million Ways to Die in the West, the Seth MacFarlane Western.
All right.
Which I actually thought was really funny.
Yes, up and down, but funny. I love that song.
I laughed a lot, yeah.
Yep. All right, this is America's fastest-growing quiz sensation. It is mustache, not a mustache. I will play a sound bite. It is Dan versus Vince. First one to 10 points wins, and each question you can get possible 2 points. First, you have to tell me if the person talking has a mustache, and then you get a bonus point if you could identify that person. Since Vince won barely in a close game last week, he will go first. Are you ready, Vince?
Yes.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Is the actor's name acceptable?
Yes. Actor's name, yep.
That is mustache Daniel Day-Lewis.
That is correct. That is 2 points right there. Well done. All right. Are you ready, Dan, for your first one?
I am ready, Jarrett.
I thought that was, he disrespected our players, but that's, you know, he likes to play the mind games. That's fine. He may want to try to do it in playoff time when we bust them every year, but we got him 3 more times. That's fine.
Can I make this a little bit easier for you, Bick? You have 7 seconds or less to answer.
That's very funny about that. Well, listen, at the time this was spoken, that was definitely a mustache
yes.
from Mike D'Antoni.
Well done.
He's subsequently shaved that mustache,
that
but at
correct.
The time that was a mustache.
That is correct. Okay, very well done. It is 2-2.
Okay.
Vince?
Yes.
This is a short one, so be ready.
Okay.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Mustache? Clark Gable.
Clark Gable, that is correct.
Playing Rhett Butler.
Wow, I didn't know you were a Gone with the Wind fan. Well done.
I had an older sister who was a Gone with the Wind freak.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Takes you a week and a half to get through it.
It's long and slow and boring.
I remember watching it as a kid, and I was like, wait, this movie has an intermission? I'm out.
I'm out.
Kind of romanticizes the Civil War South also, which is not. All right, Dan, are you ready?
That's a good point. I haven't seen the movie in a while, and you're right, that there is some of that going on.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Jerry.
All right.
During the last few years, we've ventured into a lot of different fields, and we've had the opportunity to meet and work with a lot of wonderful people. I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
It was all started by a mouse.
Okay, I'll say that, yes, that's a mustache, and it's Walt Disney.
That is correct. Two points. Well done. All right. Are you ready?
Thanks for repeating the operative line in that one.
Well, because it's a little hard.
No,
it's a little hard to hear. So I wanted to be fair there. All right, Vinny?
I promised there was going to be no cheating in this.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
That is no mustache. Humphrey Bogart.
Wow, very good.
That's good.
I thought those would kind of be tricky, those
have
older
you,
ones.
Have
you
seen Casablanca?
I've seen several White Houses, but I've never seen the movie.
I have. That actually does. I like that movie. That holds up more.
It's funny you should say that. I saw like the last 20 minutes of it, and I made a mental note to watch it at some point in time.
Yeah, you saw the last 20 minutes
it's
of
a,
it?
I did, yeah.
Casablanca Fletch double feature at the Big League Asshole tonight.
The two classics. All right. It is 6-4. Vince is winning. Are you ready, Dan?
I am ready.
Hello. Is it me?
This is a great game show. That is definitely a mustache.
Yes.
That is Lionel Richie.
You got it. 2.6-6. We're getting it's a bit hot and heavy here.
I didn't expect the musical.
That was good.
That was good.
That was really funny.
All right, Vince.
Yep.
Right on the line. No mistakes so far in this match, right? You have an overall of anything. No mistakes whatsoever.
Sick as up, please.
Answer my question! The question, Jack!
No mustache, John McEnroe.
That is correct. Everybody, you're doing two. I got to make these harder, I guess, for next
no,
week.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Only Vinny complains when he thinks the questions are too easy for me.
Ouch. I can't even respond to that. I'll take my standing eight count. Can you continue, Murata? Can you continue?
All right, ready?
All right, lob this next easy one to Bick.
Here we go. Well, yeah, no, like yours haven't been easy.
This is a little,
it's okay.
It's a little tricky, and it's another musical one.
All right. I wonder what's tricky about that.
The tricky part is you have to answer for all the people in the crowd.
No.
Okay, listen, I guess I'm walking into a trap here.
No.
But I think it's clearly Freddie Mercury, and I'm going to guess at that point in time he still had the mustache.
That's right, yes, right. Correct. Because he didn't always have a mustache.
Right, exactly.
All right, gotcha. It is a tie game, 8-8 here. Very hot and heavy. All right, Vince, are you ready?
Have you prepared for the event of a tie, Jerry?
I have, actually.
Okay, good.
Ready?
Yes.
Somebody was manipulating me so that I was spending all my energy trying to get Higgins to listen to me instead of solving the case. And that meant only one thing. It was time for desperate, inventive measures. The only problem was I wasn't quite focused on what those desperate, inventive measures should be.
That is a mustache, and it's Tom Selleck.
Yes.
Perhaps. Might be the greatest mustache ever.
It might be, or maybe it's this one, Dan.
For the good old American life. For the money, for the glory, and for the fun. Mostly for the money.
Ooh. One more time?
That's been the hardest one so far.
One more time.
For the good old American life. For the money, for the glory, and for the fun. Mostly for the money.
Wow. No idea.
I don't know that one either.
Oh, my.
No idea.
Well, you have a 50-50 chance on one of the points.
But that doesn't matter, because Vinny's going to win. Then it's 10-9 or 10-8, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that was Burt Reynolds from Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, okay.
And it was, of course, Mustache. So we did not get to our tiebreaker, but here's our tiebreaker. See if you could identify this voice and if Mustache, not a mustache.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Vince. Love the show. I'm just at home listening. Hope you guys are doing well.
I can't say with certainty either way on the mustache or no mustache.
Yeah, it's been a while, so.
Yeah, I would say nappy hat, definitely.
I would guess mustache Eric Cohen.
That me too. Is correct.
Yeah.
You both get bonus points on that.
Well done.
Thank you, Eric.
Like Eric is really going to groom himself during this?
Oh, yeah.
I trimmed off the beard, left just the stash.
Mm.
Now you got to tweet out a picture.
Yes, you got to tweet
out a picture. Speaking of faces, though, what do your guys' faces look like?
You'll see them in 3 to 6 months.
Mine's just as misshapen as it's always been.
You guys.
Yeah. No mustaches for any of us, though. Although, no, Vinny, have you still not shaved?
I still have not shaved. I am one itchy dude right now.
Well, that was another very competitive
it
game.
Was.
Very close.
Great game
well done.
Show.
Yep. And that is how we play Mustache, Not a Mustache.
What time are we playing tomorrow?
Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache.
I'm dancing.
The word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you've only got a mustache.